Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Discussions with Delia Farquharson. Delia is a licensed social worker and experienced life coach, dedicated to helping you achieve your goals and become your better self. She specializes in helping others identify the connections between your thoughts, feelings, and actions. Welcome, Delia.
Good evening, radio listeners. This is Discussions with Delia, and I know we've been absent from the airwaves for a week or so, and it's good to be with you this evening. It's really good to be with you. Thank you for joining us. Again, my name is Delia Farquharson, and I've been kind of busy doing different things, but today I'm really tired, but really elated about, you know, the stuff that I've been involved with. There were school board elections held in our city yesterday, and I have been actively involved in that process because, of course, you know, I was a school board member for 4 years, and so I chose to remain involved at a different level. So I became part of an organization. I'm actually president of the organization called the Mount Vernon Board Campaign Action Committee. So Raymond just walked in.
Hello.
So school board elections were held yesterday, and we had 3 seats available. And of those 3 seats, there were 7 candidates. It was truly
interesting.
Well, that's one good word.
Okay.
It was an interesting experience. It was a, you know, there was some chaos involved, and I want to say some insanity as well. You know, because this is a show about becoming our better selves.
Okay.
And there were people involved in that process who really had no business running for school board. That's one.
Okay.
And two, the way, you know, well, so they've gone through the process to run for school board. And now in the running of the school board, they unveil or reveal their insanity, their lunacy.
Story of the scorpion?
Yeah.
We are who we are.
Yeah. So that was a really interesting experience, but it's really good that the outcome is what I hoped for, what I expected, what I worked for, and it's really good. So this is a show about...
Yes, do tell.
You know, it's a show about, you know, how do we feel about things? What affects how we feel about things? How does the media play a role in it? Because I wanted to kind of involve, you know, roll a couple things in. We've been away from the airwaves for 2 weeks or so. So I wanted to make this a show about, you know, just like catching up where we've been and why I've been absent. You know, why I've been absent from radio. So, you know, in the meantime, and this is something you wanted to discuss, we had the episode with Jay-Z and Beyonce and Solange.
That's right. I wanted to do scandalous stuff.
You know? I mean, but, you know, scandal is relative. It really is relative. Because in just our little city, every day people create things that you would call scandal.
Scandalous,
you know?
Right.
You know, we have these bloggers.
Right.
You know? Insane people who blog about nothing, about people.
Right.
And,
but it probably keep them relevant and keep them in the know. But I'll share something that I, with everyone else, in terms of an observation on the election day yesterday that I also was a part of somewhat. Because I found it very interesting, you know, while I'm voting or getting ready to vote, and this lady came in and actually she had already voted. She was walking out. She turned around. She came back. And she pretty much turned to everyone there and said, I have a question. Is it only property owners, people who do not own property in Mount Vernon, are they allowed to vote?
Describe this woman ethnically.
A Caucasian lady,
mm-hmm.
older woman, probably in her 70s. But I thought it was interesting, one, that she took the time and she really made an effort to come back and seriously ask the question because she didn't know. And not only that, that I found that was very interesting. And the folks that were sitting on the sitting at the table, there was one woman pretty much about the same age group as she was, of the same descent, you know, looked at her puzzledly and shake her head and said, yes, like almost, can you believe it, that you can vote and not own property? You know, so it, I mean, I'm not sure. If
but see, before that's how it was. That was the law. You said she's probably in her 70s?
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. You know, and again, I said, do people, you know, when you look at the bigger question, and I don't know if this fits into what you're talking about in terms of catching up, but it was one of the primary things I took, honestly, was the last thing from me voting. I didn't even vote yet and walking out, but it was very, I thought about it for part of today. Like, that was very, very interesting to me, you know, that people actually think in those terms of saying, you should not have the right to vote on anything related to the school board, considering that the school board is funded by your property taxes. Therefore, if you do not own property, you should not have a say in terms of who is on the school board and therefore setting policies in terms of what how these tax dollars are spent. And I thought, she could not be in isolation in her thoughts. You know, and how does her thinking and the folks who think like that, how does that affect how Mount Vernon is viewed, how we vote, how things occur, how the school board is perceived, you know, the folks who are encouraged or not encouraged to run for the school board, you know, how do we think about this? Because I thought it was very, very interesting what she said.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
So that's my
question. Yeah. You know, the thing about it is, when you think about it, you know, and I go a step further with your observation is, so if we were to only, if only the property owners would vote,
mm-hmm.
then, you know, religiously, and that happens a lot in our community,
mm-hmm.
the budget would be defeated, and our children,
mm-hmm.
you know, would be further deprived, you know, the neighborhood, the children in the community would be further deprived of a quality education because people are just focusing on the fact that it's just about taxes.
Right.
You know?
She floored me, really.
Yeah, but I'm not floored considering there's an organization called Concerned Property Owners.
I understand, and I'm probably sure she's probably part of that organization by, you know, maybe by just default, you know, but asking the question, you know, in the polling station, and those who are at the polling station, workers there, you know, looking at her like, what do you mean? Like,
and I'm sure most of the people at the polls, the working at the polls, were African descent.
Just that one other woman sitting there shaking her head like, yes, like really, can you believe it? In her, because I was facing that person. I was looking at her,
mm-hmm.
you know, where she was saying, yeah, can you actually believe that kind of thing?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and I was like, wow. But everyone else was trying to explain, like, not, I think initially or maybe throughout the whole thing, they couldn't understand why she was asking the question. Like, how could you ask such a question?
Yes.
How could you not know that?
Yeah.
You know, but.
And how ridiculous a question is it?
Right,
probably.
But she was asking it for a different reason.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can't believe you people don't own property, but they give you the right to vote
yeah.
on my tax dollar.
Yeah.
You know.
And so, you know, this view about how we perceive things and what we, you know, what we believe and what we see,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's an interesting skew. You know, it's an interesting skew that, you know, for example, you know, the scandal that you referred to with
Beyonce.
Yeah, with Beyonce. that you know, is manipulated and massaged in the media, you know, for us to think something else.
Sure.
You know, for us to believe.
Sure. I mean, Saturday Night Live did a good. I mean, that's an option as well, right? In terms of, you know, Jay-Z had a spider on him or something, that that's what she was trying to. I'm just, you can make it anything you want to be, I mean, in terms of what I'm saying.
Yeah, you know, and I think that's, you know, that's part of it. So, yeah, but it's just about catching up, Raymond. It's about, you know, the impact of everyday events on our lives and our thinking.
Yeah.
How these things really influence and, you know, or impede the way we see the world, what we focus on, and what we think is important. You know?
And I guess it's our own experience, our own perception.
Yeah. And, you know, when you, you know, for example, you know, the elections yesterday had people who were running for school board who are functionally illiterate.
Those are very strong words.
There were others who were barely literate, and people who I think warrant a clinical diagnosis for mental health.
Okay.
And these are the people submitting themselves for office. And I'm saying to myself, why?
Yeah. All right, so let's go there then, in my thought process. You said you had how many seats available?
Three.
How many people ran?
Seven.
How many fall into the category of either illiterate, barely literate, certifiable mental disease?
Four.
So therefore, of the seven, four had some sort of a deficiency one way or the other. All right. But they were the only other ones that ran.
Yeah.
So therefore, everyone who did not win qualified as either an illiterate or almost
a dysfunction.
Right. So therefore, where are the people then? You should have had a fourth who could have given the other three a run for their money.
But you know,
are they?
You know,
why don't they run?
Yeah, and that's the question. The question is that people don't run because they are so apathetic. They have just given up. They are so disgusted because of what you have to go through. I mean, I wasn't running, but what I was subjected to, as somebody who's advocating in the community for change, what I was subjected to, what Brianna was subjected to, it's just ridiculous.
No, but you're being subjected to those things based on how you just described them. Then why you should not be surprised then that they would have acted in such a manner. No one of the three that won acted in such a way.
No.
Why not?
Well, one for one, we were on the same side, so I would.
No, but I'm saying acted that way not towards you, but to others.
No.
To their opponent.
No, not at all.
Why not?
Not at all.
Are they not from the same community? Are they not same from Movonen? Why?
But they're, you know. So it's really.
Right. So I mean, more people should run, but they don't. As you said, they don't want to be caught up in the drama and the chaos and so on and so forth. So what's left behind are those who don't realize that they are what you just say they are.
Yeah. So then the thing about it is, and I'm thinking about this, because we had quite a group of young people working with us yesterday, helping in the process. And I'm thinking, when they see this, what do they believe? What do they hope for? Because they were a great, great group of children.
Well, maybe this is an opportunity to reconvene with them and do a postmortem. You know, the children of Mount Vernon, let's be real here. The reason why there's a school board, the reason why there was a school board election yesterday, the reason why we're talking about these things is because we have children in our community and they attend buildings called schools. So therefore, if you're saying that these children are the purpose and the reason behind all of this, and yesterday you saw Mount Vernon's children, some of them, at their best, and those that the community could and should be proud of.
And embrace. Support, because the reason why they're doing it, probably some of them are college students.
Absolutely.
But some of them don't have anything to do.
Absolutely. So then if you had a group of some of these students and beyond and got their take where the students participated in the forum at the high school, now that the elections are over. Ladies and gentlemen, young men and women, let's hear from you what you thought of the process. and, you know, what is it that, I think they, them being involved, I think, will help the community. I really do, because otherwise it's left to the four you just described, because I'm sure there's more of them.
Yeah.
Wherever they came from,
but you know,
there's more of them.
You know, the good thing about it is, and this is the really amazing thing about this process that went on,
mm-hmm.
is that good prevails. It's like sense, common sense prevails. You know, common sense prevails. And, you know, so when we think about the scandal, for example, let's liken it to the scandal with Jay-Z and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like common sense is prevailing. For one, you know, they have leaked about what's going on. They're handling it as a private matter. So them now, what do you call it, gossip about themselves.
Yeah, but they're a brand, and their name and brand translates into dollars.
But we have a brand. Our city has a brand. Albeit not a good one right now, but we have a brand, or we have an image that we need to protect.
But who is responsible for that brand?
Hmm.
Who owns that brand? Who protects that brand? Who makes sure that that brand is protected? Who does? Jay-Z and Beyonce and Solange, or however you pronounce her name, together they have a brand, you know, worth a lot. So therefore, it is in everybody's best interest to protect the brand. Who protects? Mount Vernon, yes, is a brand. But who polishes that brand? Who makes sure it's protected and there are rules that govern that brand? To your point, people who are running for public office in Mount Vernon need to meet a certain minimum standard. And as I hear you said this before, if they could not run in another city, in another village, in another shoebox, in another town, in another whatever, they should not run for office here.
Right.
But that is not true.
It isn't.
You just need to live here. You just need to have enough friends to sign your paper. That's all it takes.
It is. It does.
You could be a convicted criminal. You could run for office.
Mm-hmm.
So then, who protects the brand? Who owns the brand? It has to be the community. And maybe the opportunity here lies with these youngsters that you just mentioned, these young souls who are the future of Mount Vernon. How can they be harnessed? How can their voice get involved? How can they speak to the brand? Because they're a part of it.
Yeah,
as well.
But when you think about who owns the brand and who polishes the brand, it has to be a decision maker. They are not decision makers.
Well, tell me who that is, and how is he or she or that group working towards that end?
Yeah, they're not decision makers.
Because those who are the decision makers are part of the, you know, the dent in the brand, I think. There are enough of those as well.
Yeah. You know, I think that examining,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I just really wanted to connect to the listening audience and to the airways, you know, today.
Mm-hmm.
I think those who, we have to be mindful of what we allow
mm-hmm.
to influence our, you know, our thinking. You know, like today, I have a lot of people call me or try to call me, and people tell me, oh, this one said this and this one said that. And I had to explain more than once that I really don't want to know what anybody said. I really am not interested because it doesn't add any light to the process.
May I ask you something? Those who were calling to tell you, why you think they were calling to tell you these things? You think they were calling, and I'll be as objective as I possibly can, you think they were calling so because they think you should know, you ought to know, or because of the type of things that were said or written or whatever else, it has a certain...
And you know what, I think that
whatever
there's an there's an energy about the fact that the wind was so decisive.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people just want to connect to that energy, and they,
okay.
you know, and they see me as part of that energy. So connecting to
right.
me and, you know, using whatever means to connect
right.
to me.
Right, okay.
So, you know, I think that's part of it.
So part of it could have been self-serving.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, but I think, you know, it just reinforced for me how mindful I have to be about what I allow to enter my spirit.
Right, right. Otherwise, you become caught up in the whole idea of
how these everyday things really impact you
and what's important.
Right. You know, so you know, I guess that's what I wanted to say.
Okay. All right.
So, you know, we'll come back next week, right? We'll be back next week.
All right, and we'll have another topic to discuss that affects our thoughts, our feelings, and in all seriousness and in all context, is what you just talked about, what happened yesterday and the process leading up to yesterday, are things that affect our communities. You know, how we think, how we feel, and how we act. Yesterday we acted.
Yeah.
In a lot of different ways, and you probably learn more things. You learn some new things about others that you didn't know.
And about myself, too.
Exactly.
You know, because, you know, I know that I'm not a person that lives in fear. I know that about me.
Right.
And yesterday,
mm-hmm.
you know, with some of the things that happened, and I don't regret anything that I did. If I had to do it again, I'll do it probably exactly the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes I think it's really important to send a direct message.
Sure.
Like, you can't be subtle. And some people just don't understand subtleties.
Well, maybe they feel they have something to lose. And I think fear comes from, you know, we have actually...
No, but when you communicate or when I communicate,
mm-hmm.
some people don't understand subtleties. So you can say, please stop. And they'd be like, okay, whatever.
And that might lead into them being emboldened and encouraged, actually.
Yeah.
Because you're being more passive than you are anything else in terms of you're almost pleading or begging, please stop.
Yeah.
As opposed to,
please stop.
If you don't, you know, it makes a big difference. So sometimes people need to be stepped to.
Yeah.
So...
All right. So till next week.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Discussions with Delia. Check us out on the web at discussionswithdelia.com and like our Facebook page, Discussions with Delia. Please follow me on Twitter at @discussiondelia. Thank you again for listening. Peace and bliss.